ask you 10 questions about executive branding?
Hi, yes, of course you can.
Tell us about yourself and what you do.
I am Chris J. Reed. I am the global CEO and founder of Black Marketing, enabling LinkedIn for you.
What is executive branding?
Executive branding is all about you and your personal brands, developing your personal brand to promote you and your company.
Why do individuals need it?
Because you are a personal brand, just like Nike is a personal brand, like Apple is. So think about your personal brand with brand values just like those brands are.
And how can companies benefit from executive branding?
Executive branding is all about the CEO, the leader, people within it developing their personal brand to promote the companies. The companies benefit because the leader, the CEO, the CMO, the people within it are using branding and using their own executive branding to promote their company. So the company benefits overall.
What are three elements of a great executive brand?
Three elements are very much style. So you've got to have something that stands out, like a mohawk, for example, or a beard, or a mustache, or something really interesting, really cool. The way you dress, the way you look, the way you say. Your thought leadership, be provocative, be interesting, be controversial, never be boring. And look at how that comes across. Look at how you communicate that. Choose the platform, choose your platform. It could be LinkedIn, could be Twitter, could be Instagram, but choose your platform to communicate your personal brand.
That's awesome. So can you name us three people who have nailed personal branding?
Indeed, Richard Branson's the number one on the whole of LinkedIn. He's got 10 million followers. He's nailed it to a T. You know, look at his pictures, look at his thought leadership, amazing. And Candice Galek, absolutely amazing. The number one profile on LinkedIn, even though she's only got 40,000 connections comparative to Richard Branson, 10 million. But she has been marketing herself and marketing bikinilux.com through her thought leadership, through her personal brand. She has generated enormous amounts of money and a great physical presence in terms of driving traffic to bikinilux.com through personal branding, through thought leadership on LinkedIn.
So why aren't more executives in Asia learning personal branding?
Because what I call the be less English, be more American scenario. So lots of English people, lots of Asian people want to be modest. They don't want to tell people about themselves. They think it's over-promoting, over-publicizing, but actually the only way people find out about you. So you need to go somewhere in between. Don't be too American, don't be too English. Go to the middle, talk about your achievements, because then people will relate to that. It's amazing what people like. People like success, particularly in Asia. People like success.
What are the first steps to take in creating your personal brand?
Look at your brand values. Analyze yourself like you would do a normal brand. So everything here is a brand. So whether it's H&M, whether it's Uniqlo, whether it's NASDAQ, it's a brand. So look at the brand values of you, just like you look at a brand value of, say, Apple or Nike. What are your brand values? Then disseminate that and then promote the positive brand values.
What's the best platform to showcase your personal brand?
Obviously, I'm going to say LinkedIn. LinkedIn's number one by far and away. From a professional point of view, 500 million people all on there, all engaging with a professional basis. That is the best platform. They give you the same amount of space as Richard Branson. You can have the same amount of space as Arthur Sorensen and Candice Galek. You can be the next Candice Galek because you can promote yourself on LinkedIn better than anywhere else in the world in a professional basis. And that's why it beats something like Facebook or Twitter, which is not professional. LinkedIn's professional. You're professional. Be on LinkedIn.
Let's finish up with the last question. What are the three most important things on your LinkedIn profile?
Three most important profiles. Obviously the picture. You've got to have the mohawk in the picture. So the mohawk is the USP. But then you've got to have a nice strap line. The strap line's got to create an awareness of what you actually do. So at the moment I'm talking about the fact that I'm the only CEO listed on NASDAQ with a mohawk. And that's the USP. You know, no one else on NASDAQ has got a mohawk, let alone kind of like, yeah, you know, working and living in Asia the way doing LinkedIn marketing through our company Black Marketing. Then you've got to look at your summary section. Your summary section describes you as a person. It's your brand values. Put in things there that are interesting, not just about your company, but your journey. What have you done? What's your successes been? What have you learned? What are you actually adding to communities? Why should people look at you? Why should people talk to you? So it's your photograph, your headline, and your summary section. Good luck.